Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the dazzlies are follow.
No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel to reel. There's no comfort in there. Just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. And still feel so alone and still feel in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle. That tragedy till we turned into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner, he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, and those same eyes just like yours, under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote. I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides. mission cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free,
Joni Mitchell there, kicking off the second half of Thank Goodness It's Folk with the classic Coyote. I do like that track. It's one of my favourite Joni Mitchell songs. And let's keep on the Canadian theme for a while. And an album which we should have played a lot more of, but we should have played a lot more of in the last few weeks. It was released on the 11th of April, and it's by Matthew Byrne. It's called Stealing Time, and produced by Martin Simpson, so it has a lot of our favourite musicians and friends on it. And this is a track called Jenny Munro.
As I was walking one fine summer's morning down by the green meadows, I chanced for to go. I spied a fair damsel, she appealed to my fancy. I'll tell you about her as far as I know. Right fall did I lay, right fall did I laddie. I'll tell you about her as far as I know. I said, dearest maiden, how far are you going? And who is your father? I fain wish to know. My father's a blacksmith and he lives down in Gloucester, and I am his daughter, young Jessie Monroe. Right fall did I lay, right fall did I laddie, and I am his daughter, young Jessie Monroe. I said, dearest Jessie, my heart you have stolen, your two pretty eyes, they are blacker than coal. It's into your arms I long to be falling, and lie on the bosom of Jessie Monroe. Right fall did I lay, right fall did I laddie, and lie on the bosom of Jessie Monroe. She said, well now Johnny, be away with such flattery, it's into your arms I never will go. Buildings are shaking, my poor heart is breaking. Some handsomer laddie for Jessie Monroe. Right fall did I lay, right fall did I laddie. Some handsomer laddie for Jessie Monroe. I said, well now Jessie, since you speak so saucy, it's home to my own dearest Maggie I'll go. For she's not quite so bonny, more fitter for Johnny. So go to the devil, young Jessie Monroe. Right fall did I lay, right fall did I laddie. So go to the devil, young Jessie Monroe.
Fife there with the Richard Thompson song, The Poor Dutchin' Boy. And Iona will be with us at Live at Sam's on Sunday. We're really looking forward to that. Please get your tickets. Please come along. It's going to be a great, great night. We'd love to see you. And now it's time for this.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
It is indeed Friday's Child, and we are up to number 167, Sir Andrew Barton. This, we believe, is the predecessor to the ballad of Henry Martin, which is very interesting indeed. And singing the ballad of Sir Andrew Barton is Peter Bellamy.
King Henry did a progress ride to take the air and view his fleet. When 50 merchants drew him nigh, and on their knees they did entreat. And please your grace, we may not sail for France to voyage. Do we dare but Andrew Barton, he made us fail and robbed us of our merchant ware. Was the king, and serving him says to his lord of high degree, is there no lord in all my realm that fetched this pirate gun to me? Lord Charles Howard, him replied, I will, my lord, with heart and hand, if it you please, to grant me thee, I will perform as you command. He had not be long on day, for days, not more than two or three. When Andrew Barton, he had spied them sailing down the wind so free. He was brass within and steel without his ship, most huge and mighty, strong with 18 pieces, good and stout. He carried on each side along. Bold Barton called his men to make venture on merchant. Now quoth he, against this way he come again, I will teach him well his courtesy. A piece of bones, it was shot by this proud pirate, fiercely fed into Lord Howard's middle deck, which cruel shot killed 14 men. But Howard's broadside comes hot, it broached that pirate's side of May. And likewise at the deck he shot, till 50 of its foes were slain. Alas, and cried this pirate stout, I am in danger now. I see this is some lord I greatly doubt that is sent on to conquer me. His men being slain, then up aloft to his great rock castle he sped. For armor good he had put on, and did not hint of barrow dread. But an archer spied a private place with perfect dying secret part. His arrow swiftly loosed a face which smote Sir Andrew through the heart. Lord Howard went with Sir Andrew and quickly thence cut off his head. I would forsake England all my days, but thou alive and I were dead. Thus from the wars Lord Howard came with one lime mouth and triumph big. And Barton's head he brought with him, a gift for better be his king.
Peter Bellamy there with the Child Ballad, number 167, Sir Andrew Barton. Now, our interview for the second half, our first chat for the second half, is with Rosie Bucklall. Rosie is a member of the English Fiddle Ensemble, who've just launched their Kickstarter campaign to get some costs for the admin to launch their new album, which is called Engrained. And it was a nice little chat we had with Rosie. We also talked about Soul as well, so listen on to hear about how their first couple of gigs went. And I can tell you that they were an absolute triumph. But for now, let's hear the English Fiddle Ensemble live from Sidmouth with Harlequin.
Thank you. again, I'm sat here in Bar 7 in Upton on 7 Folk Festival, and I'm here this time with Rosie McClure. How are you, Rosie?
Hi, yes, I'm really good, thanks.
Great. It's been a lovely weekend, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been amazing. So much amazing music going on here. It's just a lovely festival.
Well, we'll get onto that in a minute. What you've been doing, but the main reason I wanted to talk to you is because you and the English Fiddle Ensemble have finally recorded your first album, and earlier in the year. And just a couple of months ago, you finally launched a Kickstarter to just get you over that final little bit,
yes,
haven't you?
Absolutely, yes. So we recorded the album, which is called Engrained, with the wonderful Pete Ord up at the studio at Sunbeams in near Penrith. We've done all of the playing. Now it's all the kind of admin and getting the artwork all done and getting things pressed and stuff. But yeah, it's that extra bit of kind of funding we need to find to kind of make the album real and in people's hands and in people's ears. So yeah, the Kickstarter for it was announced on the 1st of May. We thought it was a very apt folky day to announce that. And there's a whole load of different options that you can sign up for to support us. You can do the classic just a digital download, but there's a few other exciting things, like you can become an album patron and you can have your name on the CD, which is pretty cool. And we're going to do a workshop day for any of those fiddle players out there who want to come and learn our tunes and our arrangements from us. And you can also pledge to get a digital tune book, which will have the tunes that we are playing on the album. But yeah, it's really exciting hearing the tracks finally, after so long of wanting to record something. But getting the four of us in one place at one time is always a challenge.
Well, the project started just before lockdown, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it did start, yeah. So the band, English Fiddle Ensemble, is myself, Rosella Hall, Ross Grant, Jim Boyle and Bryony Griffiths. And it was kind of Bryony's kind of baby. She always wanted to do a really powerful fiddle band showcasing English traditional music. Because there's lots and lots of fiddle bands in kind of different kind of genres, and there's lots of kind of Celtic fiddle bands, and they're incredible, but there was just that little bit missing, and we just really wanted to get together and showcase how good trad music was. So our first rehearsal, unfortunately, I missed because I just couldn't get away from work, and then lockdown happened. So that's a way to feel left out, isn't it? Your first rehearsal of the new band, and then 2 years you're not allowed to do anything.
So most of the material we play is traditional, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we play, we're all a bit nerdy, and we really like rifling through like old manuscripts and finding some of those really old ancient tunes that have kind of been a little bit forgotten just because they've been, you know, in a book. The newest thing we do is a tune called Traveller's Joy, which is written by Janet May, and I think that was written maybe in the 80s. So that's probably the newest thing we do, but everything else is kind of Playfoody 1600s, 1700s. So it's pretty old music, and it's really great to like give it a new lease of life and record it and have it on record to have those things live and recorded.
And Do you all play in the same style of fiddle? You all play English fiddle.
Yes, we're all English fiddlers, and we do various other bits and bobs with our music. But we're all very much joined by that love of English traditional music?
Nice. Like you say, the Kickstarter started on the 1st of May, and you got nearly a month ago, haven't you?
Yes. We've got a month to reach our goal of £6,000, which will help covering all of the mixing and mastering costs and the recording, and also we need to get some artwork done. So we're going to get some brilliant photography done by Kate Griffin up in Sheffield, and hopefully going to do it in Emma Hardy's violin work. Workshop, and that it kind of feels right to do a fiddle album photo shoot in a fiddle workshop.
Great. We'll hear the downfall of gin in a moment, but for now let's talk about what you've been doing this weekend, because you've also been launching another new band, which is Soul, which I've seen the first two gigs, not the last two gigs, the first two gigs, and it's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thanks!
And you must be really overjoyed with it.
Yes, it was really special to be able to launch the Soul at Upton, actually. And John and Mo at Upton really kind of took a punt on us and believed that we could make enough stuff for a set, and it was just absolutely, we were blown away by how much we enjoyed it and how much the audience seemed to enjoy it. We've had some lovely comments. Soul is myself, Fee Fraser, Sarah Matthews, Jess Arrowsmith and Nancy Kerr, and it's full, like, female fiddlers and singing. It's just powerful stuff, and we had a great first two gigs.
And you all, and the thing to say is you all bought two things to the group, didn't you?
Yes. It's been a really organic process. We've kind of all brought some stuff to our rehearsals, and we kind of just played it around, sang it around for a bit, and worked out if it was a kind of, you know, if it was going to be the right thing. And everyone just, we had some amazing things come out of the woodwork, from kind of things people have written and stuff that people have wanted to do but never been the right band to do it or not been the right time, and it's just all kind of magically fallen into place. Everything just fit really well together, which was quite a magical thing, and we just had such a lovely time putting it all together.
And it, well, a couple of things that I thought of from your point of view, it must be really nice to do something that as much as involves playing, involves singing too.
Yes. So it's been a bit of a new foray for me to kind of be part of a band as a singer as well. So I love singing, but I get a bit nervous about singing. But Fee Fraser has been very encouraging to me, and the rest of them, of course. But Fee's just been my little cheerleader, saying, you can do it. And it was absolutely fantastic. I really enjoyed singing. I basically had to pretend, I just pretended I was at the carols, you know, in Sheffield, every time we're on stage.
Good. Well, that's a good place to imagine that's where you are. But also, I think that thinking from your point of view, because you must be, I mean, for you to be in that band with people that you probably admired for years.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a kind of pinch. It's a pinch yourself moment, isn't it?
But yeah.
We're just to share the stage with those incredible women who have been playing and singing that music, and I've heard it for my whole life, and I've just grown up with it, and now I get to be in a band and we get to work together and hang out together. It's just quite an amazing thing, and it's lovely to play on stage with your mates.
it is really great. And we'll just say that there are two more chances, well, the at least two more chances to catch you this year. So there's going to be you're at the Essex Food Bank fundraiser on, I believe it's the 31st of May.
Yes, at Crooks, absolute Friday. Yep.
Crooks Social Club. Mm-hmm. You'll be doing that, and yep. also that's in Sheffield at Crooks Social Club on the 31st of May, and also there's Derby Folk Festival as well.
Which will be great.
So, a couple of chances to catch you there, and hopefully we'll see you around the festival scene in 2026.
Yeah,
maybe,
really hope. Yes. Yeah, we've got to get the word out that the band is going.
Well, I certainly will try. We'll try my best and help with that. And so let's have a quick chat about because it's about a year. I think it's about a year since we caught up with you on Thank Goodness It Spoke, and you were just about to start with Rosie Hodgson, the Forge and Fledge. So how's that going?
Yes, so Forge and Fledge is the adult branch of Soundpost. Yep. Soundpost, which is a community music charity in Sheffield. Forge and Fledge is where kind of the Folk Factory is where the kids do their amazing music, and Forge and Fledge, myself and Rosie Hodgson, I know two Rosies, a bit confusing, but Rosie Hodgson deals with all of the singing, and she has two incredible singing groups that meet on a Tuesday up at Shakespeare's pub, and it's really encouraged lots and lots of new singers to have kind of a bit of confidence to go out there and just start songs in their own sessions. And then I have been continuing running the adult intermediate to advanced group on Wednesday nights at Burton Street, but I've also started teaching a beginner class as well at 6 o'clock, just before my the intermediate group. And the beginner group has been so amazing to see these musicians come together and love playing in a group. There have been people who have never played their instrument out of their house, and they have just really enjoyed playing together.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
And that side of Forge and Fledge has kind of turned into what used to be the adult side of Folk Factory.
Yes, yeah. So there are now those two branches. Forge and Fledge is all of the adult activities, yeah, and groups, and yes, Folk Factory is all of the kids groups.
Yeah, great. Well, great. Well, nice. It's been nice to have a little chat with you, and let's finish with the English Fiddle Ensemble and the Downfall of Gin. Where does this tune come from?
Oh, so it's a really, really old tune, and I believe it is. It was brought to the group by Bryony Griffiths. She found it in a manuscript, and it is. I think it's about 400 years old, and we just think it's a pretty great name for a tune, The Downfall of Gin, because I have had certain downfalls of gin sometimes. But yeah, it's one of our favourite tracks on the new album.
Nice.
Engrained.
Well, yeah, just let's just remind everybody that the Kickstarter is to support the English Fiddle Ensemble with lots of rewards of digital albums, signed albums, workshops, all sorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Loads of things on offer. And also our wonderful Ross Grant did some brilliant lino cuts of fiddle parts, and they're also on offer as well if you like a bit of artwork.
Lovely. Well, thanks for having a little chat with us, Rosie, and we'll probably catch up with you or some of the English Fiddle Ensemble when the album gets out.
Yes, thank you so much, Sam. It's been great chatting.
Lovely stuff.
Yay.
Thank you.
English Fiddle Ensemble there with The Downfall of Gin, live from Sidmouth, but that tune will be on the new album Ingrained, which there is a Kickstarter just to finish off the admin bits, and they will be very grateful if you could donate to that. And there's lots of lovely rewards, as Rosie was saying. And so thank you to Rosie for having a little chat with us about the English Fiddle Ensemble and also Saul as well. Thank you to Rosie Buckler Hall there. This week, in fact today, as I am broadcasting, as I am talking, it is the 7th of May, and it is the 80th birthday of one of Ireland's greatest artists, Christy Moore. And here he is with one of my favourite songs, Bright Blue Rose.
I skimmed across black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. And she, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's stone. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it's a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally.
Thank you. longer stay. The men are all gone mustering, and it is nearly day, and I must be off by morning light before the sun to shine, to meet the Roma shearers on the banks of the Condamine. Oh, Willie, dearest Willie, then let me go with you. I'll cut off all the auburn fringe and be a shearer too. I'll cook and count your tally, love, while ringer, oh, you shine. And I'll wash your greasy moleskins on the banks of the Condamine. Nancy, dearest Nancy, you know you cannot go. The squatters have given orders, love, no woman should do so. And your delicate constitution is not equal unto mine to withstand the constant tigering on the banks of the Condamine. Dearest Nancy, pray do not hold me back. Down there the boys are waiting, and I must be on the track. So here's a kiss, goodbye, love, back on my willing line. When we shore the last of the jumbucks on the banks of the Condamine.
Well, Sam, we've had a lovely Upton. I've still got one more gig to go. It's Monday afternoon. But you've been busy in your capacity as an interviewer yourself, and I'd love to know your reaction to Upton on Seven Folk Festival, because it's your first time here, isn't it?
It is, James, and it's been a really lovely weekend catching up with various friends that I often see only about once a year in I do lots of festivals, but my festival season kind of starts in July and August, really. Yeah. So it's been really nice to do this one and catch up with lots of friends that I might see just once a year at Sidmouth. It's very much I feel like audience vibe. It's very much the same people I see at that festival. So it's been really nice to catch up with them and also meet some listeners, and it's been really nice.
One of the things that you were excited about, as was I, was the debut performance of Sawol, which is a fiddle group which you've talked about with Nancy and you've talked about with Rosie as well already. Five women, five fiddle players and fiddle singers. What was your reaction to seeing them debut?
Like everyone, I think, James, just wonderful. You know, And I think the great thing is that they really matched together as a band, and just absolute fantastic mixture of tunes, mixture of singing, and they all brought their individual things to the band, and yeah, just absolutely wonderful. Can't wait to see them again.
Me neither. And I was amazed at how, for a first festival, how integrated their set seemed. It didn't seem like just bits brought from five different people. It had a real integrated quality to it, which made it seem like a much more experienced band than it was, really. And I suppose that comes down to the experience of all the five players, because none of them are new to performing. Yeah. They're very experienced performers and players. Yeah. But it's still a new thing, a completely new thing, and a completely new repertoire. It was very impressive. You also decided, quite rightly, that you'd like to do some emceeing here, but it extended a little further than that, didn't it? Because some of the Meet the Artist sessions here at Upton, you suggested, when Nancy and I were doing one, you asked us if we would like you to host it, and I thought it worked really, really well. Have you done much of that style of interviewing on stage before?
Never done that before. And I did think to myself, what have I just agreed to do? But there was three Meet the Artist sessions a day, and I would not have done it with everybody. Mm. You know, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I only wanted to do it with you, and I only wanted to do it with Tim.
Yeah.
You know, people that I knew I could do it with.
Yeah.
And I think it came because you and Tim as a duo and Tim solo, you've had and also the trio as well. You've had a lot of gigs this weekend, so
it's been busy. I don't mind being busy.
But it's been a good one.
It has been. It's been busy in a good way. But
yeah.
Something else struck me about it when you were hosting our one is that I think the audience really appreciated having you there as well, because I think sometimes, I don't know what you've experienced before at Meet the Artist sessions, but sometimes the audience can be quite hesitant in asking questions. I think it doesn't matter how many times you say any questions.
Yeah.
Quite often people, they don't, they feel a bit shy about putting their hand up, or they worry that maybe their question isn't a good question, or they don't want to take up anyone's time. And I think that having you there, or having anybody there in a role where you're neither the audience nor the artist, it can really help people, because you ask questions, and the questions that you ask can stimulate questions from other people as well. So I think it's a really good format.
Vice versa, James. I mean, yesterday somebody did ask a question, and an answer that Tim gave. Mm. Gave me another question to extend on.
Yes,
yes.
Exactly. Great.
Yes.
Did you catch anyone else apart from the bands that you already knew quite well? Did you see anyone you hadn't seen before, or anything that you haven't seen for a while?
I haven't seen Chris Sherbin and Danny Bartley and Emily for a while.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to see them. But yeah.
Great.
It's just been a really nice festival of because I've been emceeing, and I've been kind of stuck in one room.
Yeah.
So I haven't had a lot of chance to really explore. But it's just been really nice to catch up with people.
Indeed. Well, see you back in Sheffield.
Yes. And
will you be there tonight at our gig?
I hope so, because I'm supposed to be emceeing it.
Good.
So
quite right. I'm glad you are.
So
glad
we'll
see you.
So we'll
see you tonight.
We'll see you later on.
Okay.
You've been listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, on the internet Sheffield, and also available on the internet sheffieldlive.org, available on Mixcloud as well. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you to Nancy Kerr for interviewing the first half. Thank you to Rosa McClaw for joining us in the second half. And there was me and James having a chat about Upton Festival. It was a great weekend, and the last couple of tracks that you've heard, the last song and this tune, are recorded from Nancy Kerr, James Fagan and Tim Van Eyckham's set from the festival. Take care, everyone. Look after one another, and I'll see you next week.